You could just sign here, sir. And here. Thank you. And she's round the other side.
Hello? Hello, Saskia? So what is this now? Five? Six times?
Four.
Really? Four? Feels like more.
Whatever.
And I'm delighted to be greeted by your customary unbridled joy at seeing me at, what is this time? Let me see. 3:45 a.m. Yes, it's 4:15 in the morning, and once again I'm sitting in a police station with my clothes on over my pyjamas because
you could always get the heater fixed in that poxy car.
Ah, yes, of course, that poxy car. That poxy car that will once more soon be ferrying you back to that poxy house in that poxy street where you will again be cocooned in love in the bosom of our poxy family.
You didn't have to come and get me.
No.
Mum could have come.
Hmm.
But she never.
No, on this occasion, she never.
So are we going then?
Soon. There's some paperwork that needs... Ah, but then, of course, you'd know all about that, wouldn't you? What, this being your fourth visit to these salubrious premises?
Sixth.
Sixth?
Sometimes Mum does come and get me, and we keep it from you as our little secret.
Well, maybe we could keep this one as our little secret.
Or did you manage to sneak out of her bed in your jimmy jams and get dressed without waking her up?
It's Sass, if you paid any attention at home or took even the slightest interest in our family life, you'd know that your mum is away this weekend.
Where?
Away.
I need some time away from you, does she? Peter, I need time to think. I need some space.
Excuse me, sir. But is that your car parked on the yellow diamonds in front of the side doors?
Ah, yes. It sort of ran out of puff when I arrived. It does that. It overheats and needs a few minutes to gather itself. Then it's fine.
Well, I'm afraid it can't gather itself on the yellow diamonds, sir. So if you could
Yes, of course. Paperwork all complete?
Yes, sir. All complete. So if you wouldn't mind...
Right, yes. Come on then, number six. Let's get you home.
I'll just get your daughter's things.
Stepdaughter?
Stepdaughter. Yes, stepdaughter.
It's not just the heater that needs fixing on that
poxy
car.
There is nothing wrong with that poxy,
oh, so
with my car.
It's so embarrassing. I'd rather be seen
it's
on the back of
It's just growing old gracefully.
It's not growing old.
Well,
it's completely
maybe next time I'll collect you on the back of a tandem.
Sir?
It's a pile of
It's
junk.
A modern classic.
Sir?
Yes, Sarge. Sergeant. Had a bit of trouble starting the car.
I see.
Yes, it didn't quite manage to start it at all, in fact.
Really?
It probably just needs a few more minutes to gather, to cool down.
Well, as I said, sir, you can't leave it on the yellow
diamonds. Yes, yellow diamonds, yes, of course.
Well, we've got a young constable who's very good with old cars. He's just booked in a D&D. I'll see if he can have a look, shall I?
Excellent.
Key.
Pardon?
Can I have your key, sir?
Doesn't actually need one. The key she had off in the ignition some time ago. There's a screwdriver under the dashboard.
A screwdriver?
Yes.
Not concerned about security at all, sir? Not worried about someone stealing it?
Fair chance.
Sass!
Well, they'd have to get it started first, wouldn't they?
All right, well, I'll get young Albright to have a look. He's a clever lad. Real whiz with old motors. This will be right up his street. He races them, actually.
Oh, really? Vintage? Classic?
Bangers.
Some knight in shining armor you are. God knows what she sees in you. You haven't even got a car that works. I mean, how bloody desperate must she have been to say yes to
Look,
you?
Look, Jenny is... Your mum is much less concerned with material stuff than you give her credit for.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes sense. That's one box you do tick, isn't it? Material stuff, or lack of it. In fact, you've got lack of material stuff down to a fine art, haven't you? So it was a toss-up between you and some big issue seller, was it?
There is more to life than money, young lady. In fact...
Dare call me young lady, you pompous...
Listen...
Pratt.
Sass!
Pratt!
Mint? No. Bloody marvellous.
Let's have one then.
You can't. That was the last one.
Oh, did Petey love me enough to offer me his last polo?
Yes. So, what was it this time then? Anti-rainforest logging? Anti-capitalism? Anti-whale hunting? Anti-Great Crested Newt wetland desecration?
Actually, it was an anti-war march, okay? There were over 500,000 of us today. Of course, you won't hear about it on the news or in the papers, but it is all over Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram.
Tumblr?
Never mind.
Look, I am interested in your interests.
Interesting.
Your causes, your principal missions.
Are you? Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because I'm interested in you. What you do, think, believe. I want to be part of your life. Would it really be too hard to let me in? A tiny bit. Look, I'm not asking to come on your next march.
As if.
Do you know where you're going?
It's not a bloody holiday. You don't thumb through the brochures at your local travel agent and choose which rally to attend.
Self-catering or all-inclusive with as many Molotovs as you can throw.
Oh, you just don't get it, do you? This isn't a joke. These are the things I believe in. Things I'm prepared to stand up for. Things I put myself in harm's way to protest about. This is me and I want my voice heard.
Okay, yes, well, I think everyone can hear you, all right?
Oh, can they? Well, that's just peachy then because that's the way I like
Sass.
It.
Sass!
Maybe you should try it. Yeah, maybe you could practice for when you have to stand in front of banks of riot police, when you have to scream at the top of your lungs just to be heard, to stand up for something.
Saskia!
Just to say, I want something different. I want something better.
Please!
Everything all right, sir?
Yes, thank you, Sergeant. We're fine here. All good. Thank you. Any news on the car?
All rights on it. A couple of traffic have pushed it into designated parking bay, at least.
Great. So it's off the dreaded yellow diamonds, then. Do you think I should maybe call a taxi? It is rather late. Early.
Up to you, sir. But I'm sure we'll have you up and running in a few minutes. There's a machine through those doors if you fancy a brew while you wait.
Oh, damn. Sass... Can I borrow your phone? I've left mine on the bedside table.
Battery's dead.
Oh, really?
Yep. PC plug tucked it into the bag with the headphones still plugged in, so...
Didn't you say anything?
No. He had enough on his plate.
You know, your mum was very political back in the day. She could be pretty strident when she needed to be. I remember... Where are you going?
To get a coffee. Do you want one?
But, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Have you got any money?
Yeah, of course. Do you want me to come with you?
No. Or are you worried I'll do a runner?
No, of course not.
I mean, where would I run? To my dad?
Tea, please. White. Half a sugar.
Half?
Yes, half. Please?
It's a machine, you idiot. It's not an old granny with a trolley. One or none.
One, please. Tea, white, one sugar, one whole sugar. Ta.
Bit of a handful, that one.
Yes, she can be quite a challenge sometimes.
I've got three girls. Like a bloody 24-hour nightclub at home. If I didn't have my shed, I'd have done a bunk years ago. Wish my eldest was a bit like Saskia.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember how many times I've had to book her in here.
6, apparently.
But she's always been very respectful. I know she's probably been screaming blue murder in the riot boys' faces on the front line, but you can always tell the smart ones. When they come in all buoyed up, full of the fight after a bit of a ruck, the smart ones, well, they're always thinking about their next move. Thinking about the bigger picture, about how they actually are going to change something. Whereas the rest, well, they just want another swing at the copper that arrested them. She hides it well, but she's got something about her, that one. Tragic, isn't it? About her dad.
I beg your pardon?
About her dad. Danny Mitchell. She is Danny Mitchell's girl, isn't she?
Did you know him?
Yeah, I knew him. Small world. Emergency services. Everyone feels it when we lose one. Can't believe how he went. I mean, how many times did he lay on the line for others? How many burning houses did he march into to rescue the family one by one? Then he gets hit by some pissed up 18-year-old in a Vauxhall Nove on the bypass. Did you know him at all before?
Yes, I did. Actually, we were at university together.
Did he go to university?
Certainly did.
Oh, bugger me. Danny Mitchell, university graduate.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, just a bit. Whenever we get some hot shot from Division gracing us with his presence, I'll just switch off. They might have a wall full of diplomas and certificates, but they can't talk to people properly. Don't learn on the job anymore. Yeah, Danny was proper old school. Up through the ranks, one of the best. No, solid, the best.
Yes, so I gather. Saskia's bedroom is like a shrine to him.
Tough act to follow.
You could say that. Danny Mitchell, tall, handsome, rugged, brave, and to cap it all, a fireman. The man was a walking comic book hero. I couldn't hold a candle to him when he was alive. What chance have I got now? I'm Peter, by the way.
Ron.
So you knew Saskia was my stepdaughter?
Well, I wouldn't be much of a copper if I didn't. I'm pretty sure she knows I knew her dad. I don't think she wants to put me in a difficult position. She likes it all above board, you know. No favours. As I say, there's something about that one. She wouldn't do anything to sully Danny's reputation. Sadly, unlike Danny.
Go on.
Well, it's the worst kept secret in the station. The gambling. Well, he was never good with money anyway, but when you add in the horses, was it cards, football?
Yes, all of the above.
There was a rumour. He'd run up debts of 150 grand. Is that right?
Actually, it was nearer 200.
200 grand? Jesus. So our whip round didn't have much of an impact?
Not really. I mean, it was really very generous of everyone. And I know Jenny was extremely grateful and very touched at the time, but no, it was a drop in the ocean, I'm afraid. Look, Saskia doesn't know anything about it. I mean, she knows there were money problems, but by the time I was in the equation, Jenny had somehow managed to suggest it was due to a cock-up with his pension.
His pension?
Yeah, I know, yeah, but as world-wise as she is, she's still only 17 now, so I hope we can keep his failings from her. At least until she's old enough to cope with the disappointment or whatever. It would break her heart. I can't have that.
Mm. Well, good luck with that. If it was up to me, I'd tell her the facts. Yeah, he'll hurt, but if you're not straight with her now, you'll have the north face of the Eiger to climb when she finds out you lied to her. About her dad. And no offence, but judging by the state of your car, or at least the bits that work, you don't strike me as the sort of bloke who's got £200,000 kicking about to square everything up.
£192,460, to be precise.
Quite.
You're very direct, aren't you?
Well, because of the job.
Or it's why you're good at the job?
And who says I'm good?
Are you?
Yes. Saved by the bell. I better get that.
Look, Saskia, I need to talk to you about your dad. Sask, can we have a chat about your father? Oh, for God's sake. There's something you should know.
Tea? White? No sugar.
Thank you.
You really are pathetic, aren't you?
Sorry?
Listen to you.
Well, I was just...
We both know you asked for sugar, but you're too weak to be honest with me. Even over a poxy cup of tea. Tea. White. One sugar.
Thank you. Ooh. Look, Saskia, I need to talk to you about... Can we have a chat about... No, never mind.
Quadruple A taxis, where to?
Quadruple A? Whatever happened to AAA? Or even AA?
Do you want a taxi or what?
Yes, sorry. A taxi to Ridgeway Gardens, please.
Pick up.
I'm sorry?
Where do you want picking up from?
Police station.
Sorry, a bit busy tonight.
Ron gave me the number.
Okay. Right. We've had 25 minutes, okay?
25? You can't get here any quicker, can you?
See what I can do. Name...
George. Peter George.
Well, which is it?
It's Peter. It's Peter George.
£15.
£15? Seems rather... Hello? Hello? £15 it is then. Thanks, Ron.
No problem. I'll tell Albright to knock it on the head outside.
Yeah, thank you. I'll get someone to come and sort it out tomorrow.
And I better get your... key back.
Ron, Danny was never... He didn't... I know he was fairly cavalier on the money front, but he was always a good family man, if you know what I mean. He wasn't...
Shagging around.
Saskia's round the corner.
No, he may have had a quick handful at the Christmas party, but he was devoted to his wife and daughter. He'd never do anything to her then. Apart from run up £200,000 worth of gambling debt, that is.
192,000. Yes.
Well, you're very precise, aren't you? Stickler for detail.
I just like things done properly. There's always a right way to do things, that's all.
And is that why you're good at your job?
How do you know I am?
I haven't a clue. I don't know what you do.
In your book, then, the right way is always to be completely straight, however difficult. Speak the truth and take the consequences.
In my book...
You make it sound so simple.
Well, that's the way I like things. But I left school 100 years ago before O-levels and went straight into the force. There are plenty of coppers cleverer than me, so I make sure I stick to the task and see it through, no matter. 100%. And that's how I've tried to keep my head held high. And no, it's not simple. So even though I've got skin thicker than my Mrs. Rice pudding, there are times when I get home, all I want to do is sit in my shed and drink single malt whiskey till I pass out. Not very sociable, I know, but she understands. They all do. Because I've always been straight with them too. I retire in 2 weeks. I think they're dreading it more than I am.
Oh, crikey. 100%?
Well, yes, 99.9, 100. Never been much of a counter, or a thinker, or of a doer. So I've always liked to get the planning and the strategy stuff argued over, agreed, signed off as soon as possible. That way, I'm always free to just get on and do the job.
So what will you do when you retire?
Oh, I'm not entirely sure. I've got 10 more shifts after tonight. And then I'll be a pat on the back down the King's Head. Maybe a blow-up doll to carry home under my arm if I'm lucky. I expect I'll find reasons to be passing so I can drop in a few weeks after that. Till everyone's forgotten who I am and then
99.9%.
We're all human, even the police.
Your directness seems to have deserted you, Sergeant.
Twenty years ago, I was called to an RTA over by the stadium. Quiet game that night, one all draw, I think. I was the first uniform on scene. When I got there, the car was upside down against a wall about a third of the size that it should have been. I had a look in, but there was a girl. She was sitting on the grass, staring straight ahead, shivering. Didn't blink once. It can't have been more than 7 or 8. Blood and guts everywhere. To be honest, I was amazed she was still breathing. Must have been thrown through the window and the impact, most of her. I wrapped my jacket round her and prayed that someone would come before she asked me about. But nobody did come. Not in time. After a while, I felt this tugging at my sleeve and she said, "Are my mummy and daddy okay?" And I said, "Yes. Yeah, they'll be fine." It's not the fact that I lied to her. It's the fact that I couldn't look at her while I did. I couldn't bear to look at that innocence. Those pathetic little black eyes. So in those awful moments with life disappearing down the plug hole, she was utterly alone. I drank a bottle of 12-year-old Lafoic that night and was sick as a dog. And she was pronounced dead on arrival.
That car is running, Sarge.
Yeah, nice one, Albright. Yeah, clever lad. Do you hear that, sir? PC Albright has fixed your car.
Oh, thank you, Constable. That's terrific. Clever lad.
My pleasure, sir. But you are going to need to sort that head gasket. You've got moisture in the exhaust, pressurised coolant, and your first two plugs are rusty as hell.
OK, right, thank you. I suspect that in the right hands that information might be valuable, but to me I'm afraid it's a foreign language. But thank you for facilitating our mobility again.
Pleasure, I think. Sarge, what time do you knock off?
In about 5 minutes, lad.
I really need a bit of help with that report. You couldn't have a quick look before you go home, could you?
And you're the one with the education, Albright. Yeah, OK. Get us a brew sorted and we'll take a look.
Another day at the office draws to a close then, Sergeant?
Almost. Excuse me.
I'm going outside for a smoke.
No time, I'm afraid. PC Albright has fixed my super little car, so we are go for main ignition.
OK, I'll have one on the way home.
You're not smoking in my car, Saskia Mitchell.
Seriously? Well, you'll have to wait in here then.
Oh, but it's after 4 a.m. We need to go home. I've got a bit of work in 2 hours.
Well, keep your wig on. It's only a job.
Only a... Yes. I expect from your perspective it is only a job, but it's my job. I'd rather like to hang on to it if it's all the same to you.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because it's my job, that's why.
What kind of answer is that?
It's the kind of answer that kind of question merits. It's a sensible, grown-up answer to a childish, naive question.
Really? Well, is that it, then? Question answered, box ticked, actual engagement avoided. Is it a shit job?
No, it's not a shit job. And even if it were, it's still my job.
It's a shit job.
It's not a...
How much do you earn?
That is... Look, that's not your concern.
Money's shit.
The remuneration package is actually reasonably attractive.
Nice people.
A broad mix
Wankers.
Of... All workplaces have their characters.
Nice office.
Yes.
What? Peter, is that... Have you just given me a straight answer?
That's all I ever do.
Are you serious? Do you even know what you're like?
I don't understand.
Talking to you is like holding a conversation in one of those police interview rooms with you behind the one-way mirror. You ask all the questions and expect all the answers, but you never give anything back. You never reveal anything about yourself. And do you know what? I can't even work out if you know you're doing it.
But, well, okay. Ask me a question.
Why is it a nice office?
Oh, it's double aspect with views over the canal.
No. You're doing it again. Why is it a nice office?
It's cosy.
Better. How?
Oh, I've got some plants I look after.
Oh. Go on.
That tone doesn't make this any easier.
So I'm a bit of a bitch. But we both know that. It's out in the open. It's honest.
Oh, don't say that, Sess. You're not a...
Why is your office nice?
Because it makes me feel normal. Why are you a bitch?
Why do you think? I'm 17. I'm mixed up. My dad died. I'm totally lost. Why would you crave to feel normal?
Because normal people can be happy. What can I do to make things better?
Nothing. What is it about your crappy little office that makes you feel happy?
Look, I don't know what you want.
I want you to answer one question. Just one. I don't care about the answer. I'm not even interested in the answer, but I want you to give me a straight answer. Tell me, specifically, what makes you happy.
When I sit at my desk when all around it's bland and grey and pointless and meaningless, I can look at a small silver picture frame with a photo of Brighton Beach, with the winter sun glinting on the sea through the pier, and in the front, sitting on a frayed tartan picnic blanket on the pebbles, covered in crumbs and looking cold. Your mum. My Jenny. And you.
No, that wasn't so hard, was it?
Yes. No.
Though I admit the me bit was unexpected. It was a lovely day. Why have you got a picture of me on your desk?
Oh, because you're my family.
I am not your family.
Well, no, but I'd like you to be.
What do you tell the people at work? Do you tell them this is your family?
Well, I...
Peter?
I don't really talk about this sort of thing at work.
No. Once I believe you. Doesn't it wear you down? Being buried so deep inside yourself, isn't it suffocating?
Yes, a bit. It was a lovely day. It was about the happiest I've been in 25 years.
Peter.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better be good. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, great.
Taxi to Grays Hill, please, mate.
Hmm?
I need a taxi, for one, to Grays Hill, top of the park. Chop, chop.
Oh, for the love... Oh, this is just marvellous.
Yeah, I said taxi to... What's the matter, eh? You know speakeasy English?
Yes, I speakeasy English perfectly well, thank you.
Oi, don't you start anything, pal. Just get me a buddy taxi or you'll
well,
feel...
Piss off, you stupid wanker.
Yeah, look, now, there's no need for that
did
kind
you
of...
Say?
I said, piss off, you stupid wanker.
This isn't
wanker.
Helping.
Shut up, little tongue. I'm going to...
Just get your filthy hands off...
Oi, Mickey. Let's just leave it there, shall we?
Ronnie boy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. You've been on a big one tonight.
You know me.
Yeah, indeed I do, Mickey. Indeed I do. Now, why don't we take a little stroll outside for some fresh air and maybe a night bus, eh? And you do know it's the middle of April, don't you?
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing ye dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day.
Get you.
What?
Get your filthy hands off!
Yes, well...
Didn't think you had it in you.
I'm not entirely sure I do.
He'd have beaten you to a pulp.
Probably.
With his filthy hands.
You off then?
Yes.
just as soon as her ladyship has smoked her rolly.
Yep.
Fear not, it's only tobacco. Is our festive reveller suitably assuaged after his rather vigorous entreatment?
I think so. He was barely awake when I left him at the bus stop. I think he's had enough for the night. Speaking of which... So have I. Excuse me. Now I've done my bit for police morale among the newer recruits, that is.
Young Albright.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Peter. Look after Saskia and Jenny.
Yes, I will. And, yeah, it's been good to talk, as they say. Thank you for sharing your experience with me.
No, thank you. I haven't really spoken about that since it happened. It was, well, you know.
Yes, I think I do.
Peter, your previous car was the big fat silver Merc with all the bells and whistles, wasn't it?
It was.
Must have been very expensive.
It was.
And the reason you now drive a rusty old, my apologies, a modern classic, is that you paid off Danny's debts with your own money, didn't you?
I did.
Goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, Ron. Oh, I don't believe it. I could have sworn I'd left it. Oh. Chilly.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a spare jacket in the car, if
I'm
you're...
fine. I just want to smoke this. That's all. 2 minutes, okay?
You know those things are no good for you.
Really? Could you just, for once, just try treating me like an adult, please?
I'm just...
Yeah, I know, you're just, but don't.
I only...
When are you going to learn? It is day one GCSE psychology. If you treat me like a child, I'll behave like a child. How many times do you have to be told? Like, even mum?
It's a fact, darling.
Oh, not you again. Piss off.
Ooh, don't be like that.
Just get lost.
Give me a fag right now, or I'll put you across my knee and give you a good spanking.
Just try it, creep.
Okay, let's just calm down.
Butt out, choir boy.
Look, we don't want any trouble.
Is that right?
You don't scare me. You're like all bullies, all gong and no dinner.
Feisty.
Look, I think we'd better get going.
I'll give you this. You've got more balls than Daddy here.
He's not my dad.
Look, just give him a cigarette.
Bit old for a boyfriend, ain't he? Soft as shite. You need someone big and strong, sweetheart. Someone who can look after you. I'd give you a right good looking after.
Don't get off me!
Oh, I like it when they wriggle.
Stop it, let go!
Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle.
Get your filthy hands off her this instant.
Or what, eh?
Or
no,
I'll...
No, you won't.
Peter.
Oh, bugger.
Bloody hell. I don't believe it.
I think it's broken.
I do not believe... Is he... Oh, my God, is he out cold?
I don't know. Oh, my blessed hand.
No, he bloody isn't, and you're dead.
Get him off.
Get
him off me.
Come here.
Get off.
Come
off.
That's enough now. Get off.
Come on,
Mickey. Calm down.
Well, that could have gone better. Can we keep this between us? I don't think your mum will be very impressed.
Are you kidding? Have a look at your face in the mirror, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, ouch. Yep, I see what you mean.
Anyway, I think she kind of will be impressed.
Oh, really? That her knight in shining armour managed to get himself beaten up in what has to be statistically the safest place in the country, a police station.
Wow, have we led different lives? No, that the man that she... that her boyfriend finally stood up for something. For me. Thank you. But don't think you're coming on any marches with me. I know you're a bit tasty, but I don't want you starting any trouble.
Look, Sass, I don't want to try and be your dad.
Obviously.
I know that's not going to happen. I understand that. You don't want that. I don't want that.
Nobody does.
Your dad is a very, very tough act to follow.
You think?
I get that. I do. And I'm not trying to replace him, but I do honestly believe that I can make your mum happy again. And she deserves to be happy again. Like that day in Brighton when she suddenly remembered how to smile. Or rather, when she suddenly allowed herself to. Oh, you're so like her. Opinionated, mardy, fearless, driven, principled. It's quite a package. It scares me in Jenny, and to be honest, it scares me in you too. She always knew what I was thinking. I couldn't hide anything from her. I didn't want to. It made life so easy. I have everything I need to make things at least bearable for your mum. Maybe even we can strive for okay with time. Everything except...
except?
Except you. If we could all just... Oh, give me that back! And how did you know my passkey?
Oh, please, Mum's birthday. Not exactly Norton Security, is it?
May I please have my phone back?
Hey, babe. Babe, oh. Couldn't sleep. How are you? How's S? She's good. All quiet here. How are you? Nice recharge. How come you're awake at this hour? Couldn't sleep either.
Right, so look, your secret's safe with me now. Give me that phone back, please.
Oh, Don, here's the reply. Thanks for letting me get away for a night. Feel better already. S will come round eventually, I hope. Give her time. She's been through a lot and I'm so proud of her, but I really needed a break from her to get my head together. I don't think she realises how difficult she is. Had a call from the solicitor today. There might be a bit of your money left after all Dee's debts paid off. Maybe a decent car. XXX smiley face. Cock up with the pension.
Sass.
I mean, I knew he gambled a bit.
You did?
Well, I knew he won. You could always tell. He'd come home smelling of fags with something nice for me. A teddy bear or another City shirt or something. But he never lost.
City?
Yeah, you never stop trying. City till I die. So you didn't just sort out the paperwork, you? It's true. I have been through a lot. It's not surprising. I've been difficult to... Oh, God, I've been a nightmare, haven't I?
No, you... No. Look... I miss him too. He was about the closest thing I had to a brother at Leicester.
Leicester?
Leicester Poly. We were at uni together. Well, Polytechnic, as it was back then. They used to call us Dick Dastardly and Muttley, you know, after the cartoon characters. Ah, before your time. Dick Dastardly was this really cool villain with a Salvador Dali moustache. He drove the Mean Machine, an amazing fantasy racing car. And...
Never really saw you as a racing driver.
No, I was Muttley.
Muttley?
His dog.
I'm saying nothing.
After we graduated, Danny went off to Australia for a few years, and I fell in love with Jenny Curso, a.k.a. your mum. I honestly thought we'd spend the rest of our lives together. As far as I could see, it would take nothing short of Superman himself to come between us. And I was right. But then I introduced her to your dad.
Superman. So my dad ran off with your girlfriend?
Oh, God, no, no. Well, yes, sort of. They were made for each other. It was like they were two halves of the same thing, destined to be together. Even I could see that. I mean, I thought she was happy with me, but when I saw her with Danny, I didn't let her go without a fight, but deep inside, I always knew. So, I lost the love of my life and my best mate in one fell swoop. I mean, they were very good about it, and we ended up with a kind of entente cordiale, but anyway, I made damn sure we soon lost touch.
If you love her, set her free.
Yeah, well, when I write my memoirs, maybe I'll describe it like that, but in reality, I wasn't anywhere near as grown up about it. In my book, anyone capable of such a grand gesture just didn't love them enough.
And you've been in love with Mum ever since?
I didn't pay off your dad's debts because I'm a philanthropist. Not far too selfish. I did it because I'd do anything to protect her and to make her life better.
I'm tired. I am so tired. I'm tired all the time.
The process of grieving is a complicated, lengthy, and extremely challenging...
You're about to give me some half-assed lecture on dealing with loss that you copied and pasted from Wikipedia, then you need to know how utterly patronising, condescending, misguided, hopelessly well-meant, stupidly thoughtful... I miss him so much. Day.
I know. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. It's hard. It's horrible. It's unfair, but we can't change it.
I'm not stupid. I know he wasn't perfect.
No, but he wasn't far off.
He wasn't, was he?
We have to help each other. All three of us. We have to do this together. For him. And for us.
Together. Can we go home now?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go home. We so need a decent car.
Nah. This one's just fine.
In Custody by Carl Russell. You heard Lauren Donoghue as Saskia, Neil Hobbs as Ron, Carl Russell as Peter, Craig Valberg as Mickey, and Oscar Russell as Quadruple A Taxis and PC Albright. Sound was by Tom Munno, with original music by Wesley Russell. Custody was directed by Carl Russell and is a CD Sight and Sound production.